Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the next half hour, we continue to feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song for each of the three decades. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, The Miracles, The Supremes, Michael Jackson, The Temptations, Jane the Techniques, and Smokey Robinson. Well, coming up from 1985, a great song from Stevie Wonder, Go Home, right here on Motown Memories.
I'm gonna Motown memory. The home of Motown memory. From the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from the Supremes after Diana Ross had left the group. That was Everyone's Got the Right to Love, reaching number 21 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1970. Before that, The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson. That was called Pointed Out, reaching number 37 from 1969. And we started with Stevie Wonder from 1985, reaching number 10, Go Home. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom. For this hour, we continue to feature Motown songs, one from each of the three decades in order, from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, we just heard from the Supremes from 1970, so now we're into the 1980s, and specifically we'll hear from 1982, Diana Ross's song called Muscles, released on the RCA record label. Well, Muscles was a single that was both written and produced by Michael Jackson, and the song reached top 10 on the U.S. pop charts and holding this position for 6 weeks and number 4 on the United States Rhythm and Blues Singles chart. It was the first single from Diana's gold-certified album called Silk Electric, and the song was named after Michael Jackson's pet snake and was written for Ross and her desire for a muscle-bound lover. This song gave Diana her 12th and latest Grammy nomination for Best Female Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance. The single's music video featured Diana Ross in bed dreaming of muscular men. In one scene, she is shown floating through the air over a landscape, which turns out to be a man's muscle-bound body. Interestingly enough, the video features a very young Gil Birmingham, who was the Twilight Saga film series star in one of his first ever media appearances. Well, here is Muscles, Diana Ross, right here on Motown.
She wants a man to always understand, but that's
with Tom Fallon.
All I Need reached number 8 in the U.S. pop charts from 1967, and we started with Diana Ross's Muscles, number 10 from 1982. That song was both written and produced by Michael Jackson on the RCA record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We've been featuring for this hour songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song for each decade in that order. Well, we're back to the 1970s, and a song that didn't chart, and a group that isn't associated with Motown because they only had one single, and that group is Jay and the Techniques. Well, Jay and the Techniques originated in Allentown, Pennsylvania during the mid-1960s. A group whose sound and songs were more pop than soul, Jay and the Techniques earned some points for their great signature tune, Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie, which was their lone top 10 hit in 1967 on the Smash record label. There's not a lot known about Jay and the Techniques' brief Motown career, but let's enjoy their only single from 1972, Robot Man, right here on Motown.
You threw the switch that turned me on. Now you control my right and wrong. You got the power to make me move. You electrify me, lights my tunes. Yeah.
Motown Memories. Motown Memories. With Tom Fallon.
Just to see her, just to touch her, just to hold her in my arms again, one more time. If I could feel her warm embrace, see her smiling face, can't find anyone to take her place, I've got to see her again.
Robinson with a pretty song, Just to See Her, reaching number 8 in the U.S. pop charts from 1967. And we start with Jay and the Techniques from 1972. Didn't chart, that was Robot Man. Well, this hour would feature some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s in that order. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.